We're going to move to our next agenda item. And this is one of my favorite agenda items. One of the neatest things that we can do in this organization is to help and support our students who are in college and everything. That's what it's all about. Helping those who are getting their education, getting a career started and moving on and hopefully being a leader in this movement. And so right now I'd like to call on Shannon Cook, the chairperson of the State Scholarship Committee, to introduce the 2020 scholarship class.
The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going, and I gotta be strong. Just keep pushing on. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. And sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there.
Good afternoon, everyone. Okay, you can sit down now. I know you probably got up to dance on that. I hope everyone is having a great day at this virtual convention live from Zoomville. We are pleased to present to you the 2020 scholarship class. I believe that each of the scholarship recipients have been added as co-hosts. Is that right? Caitlin Kiley. I know two that have already been added. We'll go ahead with the two that I know have been added as co-hosts, and then Caitlin Kiley, if you are on the line, if you would raise your hand, then you can be added as a co-host and they can call on you. So first, I'm going in no particular order. But first, I'm going to call on Bailey Hightower, and I'm asking that each person give us some information about yourself, not just your education. That's important, obviously, being a scholarship, but we want to know who you are so the Federation can get to know you better as a person with all of your likes and things that make you an individual. So take it away, Bailey.
Okay, hi everyone. My name is Bailey, and I'm a sophomore at Smith College, which is in Northampton, Massachusetts. I am a double major in Chinese and theater. And Chinese is my passion. I have been obsessed with learning the language since I was 9, 10 years old. I'm really interested in languages, and I'm really interested in performing arts and like a different ways to express yourself, especially if coming from this position where you can't really rely on vision, so you do movement and sound, and I find that really interesting. I first found out about NFP pretty recently, meaning last year. I was invited to go to Washington seminar, and I just kind of fell in love with the movement because I didn't know I was legally blind until I was 15, 16 years old, and I just didn't know my way of the world was different than everyone else's, what they were seeing, and just to be around like-minded people who were really interested and wanted to get involved really inspired me. So I became a really big activist in my personal college community, serving as a disability mentor for other disabilities, as well as joining our Disability Alliance to make people more aware of their surroundings. So that's a little bit about me.
All right. Good job. Thank you. All right. The next scholarship recipient this year is someone we're all familiar with, but just because we may know her does not mean we know all about her. So Casey Rose, take it away.
Hi, everyone. It is really good to be here with you virtually this year. I am honored to be one of the 2020 scholarship winners. A little bit about me. So first and foremost, that's near and dear to my heart, that most of you know if you well, is that I love Jesus. I try to put him first in everything that I do and try to live out that example. And one of the things that he teaches us is to always do the best in everything that we do. And that's one of the things that I try to implement in everything. Going to further attest that, one of the things that one of my grandfathers told me when I was 8 years old was that as a person that had a visual impairment, I would have to work twice as hard as everyone else. And he was right. You guys know all too well how hard we have to work just to prove ourselves and the capabilities that we have. And so I am thankful for that positivity and that encouragement as a child because it did encourage me to work forward. And that's one of the things that I hope to do in my career and that this education is allowing me to do. Some of my hobbies and interests are my kids, my dogs. I have two huskies and a pit that are full-time toddlers. they have totally helped me with work this summer during the summer virtual teen program. But I also enjoy gardening and reading and cooking. So that's a little about me.
All right. Thank you, Casey. Have we found Caitlin?
No, we have not.
Okay. Well, since we don't have Casey, we can learn a little more about her tonight, but I will tell a little bit. She is going to Johnson and Wales University, and she is majoring in pastry and, well, double major, pastry arts and restaurant management. So we need to get to know her very well. We might can benefit from some of her skills, but that's not a normal area that people go into. And that is so good. We always want to break down some barriers and dispel some myths about blindness. As we know in the Federation, we can live the life we want. Our blindness does not hold us back. I think I've heard that somewhere. Anyway, but we will speak more to the Federation family tonight. I hope everyone has a great afternoon, and we will see you at our virtual banquet with our virtual steak. I'm back, everyone. You didn't think you'd see me this quickly again, did you? we have located Caitlin, and she is getting ready to, I think I kicked her off when I called and didn't mean to, but she's getting back on, and she is ready to tell us all about her. She is a first-time scholarship applicant, which is awesome because we always like to have new people and introduce them to the Federation and have an opportunity to be a positive influence in their lives. Are we ready?
Hi, I'm Caitlin. the La Scholarship winner. Sorry for the delay. A little bit about me. Heard earlier, I go to school, Johnson Wales, up in Charlotte. I study baking and pastry as an associate degree. And after I will be doing my small business back. In my spare time, I like to do a little bit of gardening. I'll try to teach my dogs very difficult. Let's see. I also have done community work, small things like helping the elderly in my neighborhood with yard work, with fun sometimes. I also well, internships in bakery prior to going to college is kind of how I used to the Federation of the and I've been working with them for a couple years now, maybe. It's been a long maybe a couple of years, two or three. And that's just a little about.
Right. Well, thank you, Caitlin.